Good. Vaimani, v'chein hu shalakach elu shemamar v'lashen targum dafka. So he's going back on the Indian of why it's the last two parts of the Maimer over here are in Lashon Targum, the Afeichba Vafeichba and the Sivuv Labo. Shakar Shem Lashon Targum Dafkim, Neki Elushte Milos Achernis and Links of Malachim. These are two Milos that Malachim don't have. Kimashoma Yudim and Tema Vaskinoma Vakal Kinesha. Dovazim Yuchodin Boyam Malachim Yose. So the first part where it's talking about the tzura of doing it, the motivation of doing it for chulu, that is that they are a special darga. Faket adam malach macheshava. She was talking about aviyira. Vehem asasal smech says son kornam. Avol elu shtei madregas achronis. He teira vekibol schar e malachim klal. Torah and Kibbutz Char, they have no shaykhis to. Kele nitna Torah malachim, kere isa perik of Akiva, and so on. Bech Kibbutz Char, gam in shaykh ke malachim, kaschar shaykh tafka odom shekoyne maile yoysim asher lekoydim. So, two inyonim over here that are not shaykh to malachim are really one or two letter the other. One is malachim, Torah is the levush of the oylem aruchni in a oilam agashmi. You know, it's the tzura in which ruchnistic values express themselves in a physical world, that's Torah. And malachim had no shaykhus to that. That's one. The second part is, there's, since they never expand beyond the ruchnistic world, it's not shaykh kabbalah schar. Schar is always the extra for something. So when somebody is doing something beyond, when somebody's taking a risk, when somebody's expending labor, so all these inyanim are inyanim where you ke'ilu you're able to get more than you put in. That's not shaykh by malach, so melascha is not shaykh by malach. V'kibul scha gam yashach malach, yascha hu shaykh tafka odom shakoyne maile yoysim asher lekoydim. V'koyne lom haba. So malachim are not shaykh to the darga of getting more. In other words, tzar means this is it's an obstacle that you went beyond. And b'meila v'zersh shima ma'im from tzar agra ve'ein machashor tzar klal kashos mitzvah koinam la'kachenam yosim mashenifru. So if we're to ask ourselves, who is more of a being that's ruchni? The answer is Avada Malach. Malach is much more in tune with ruchni stick and mitzias. But it, because of Malach's more tune, so his avoda doesn't generate more than what it is. He is a ruchni stick being who does ruchni, so is ruchni, and that's it. The Masha Enkein, we who function in a less than optimal world, can multiply, can whatever it is that we're doing or we are. B'chulu, akvayis ba'ak atani hischa basar ma'amaris v'sida kol madregas olam zuach hazu. K'moshe ba'arna l'mayel b'erheitev. Ba'ata b'lahaska madregas atayushi al ha'olam. V'seif ha'perik v'scholos ha'perik v'basar ma'amaris zim ha'olam. So basically, it's as if he's saying the Asura Dvarim are Asura Spheres, Madregas Dagas, and Torah that shaykh to this world, that will come in Lashon Targum. Ki yesh la Torah shtei b'chines, l'chein shoyz Lashon Targum, yesh la Torah shtei b'chines, ki yoteri nitno l'oilam hazeh, u mitzad shir nator l'oilam hazeh hi b'loshna kodesh, v'oilam hazeh nivr b'loshna kodesh, a mitzad shir nator m'oilam elyon, hi b'loshna targum k'mo shi yisbaya. So here is saying, something which is almost counterintuitive to us, that he's saying that Torah be'emes is because it's me'olam el'yoin, that's why it's shaykh to Targum more than Lashon Kodesh. And he's going to explain it in the next one, what the pshat is. L'chur tas, it's the opposite. Something that's in a very high darga shaykh Lashon Kodesh, Aramis is a lower dag. So I'll explain. Kvar ba'arno ki zeh tam shnei mikre v'chatargum. V'zeh. Mipnei madregas ha'tosh me'ol ha'yen so she'yikro kol posik sholosh pomi. K'neger olam ha'tachten o k'neger olam ha'tsoikner olam ha'yen. V'ashlishi k'neger olam ha'yen. So you have tachton and tzoyen ha'yen. O'meizeh ha'mayim ha'feich ba'feich ha'kulu v'losh ha'arami. Kilakach kulaba, Nipnesha Tori Meulma Elyon, Lekach kulaba. Vechain, call a Talmud Hibra Blasharami. Umasha Oimrim, Umasha Kilakach Niskam Blasharam, Shahoyo be Bubble, Shazelashinam, Zeno, say as a raya that the reason why they were kaved in Aramis is not because it's a Shainam, because Talmud Sham Blasharami Gamkin, Lushan versus a Lushan Targum. Veichta was there. It's interesting. I do believe that the Lashon Aramis wasn't so. Also, it was the Lashon Ha'am was Aramis. You see by Ezra and Nehemiah. You see it by Sancheirim and Chizkiah, where they told him speak Aramis. The Aramis is. Was the normal Lashon. Lashon Kodesh was taken for Dvarim Shebekdusha. So he says that in Eretz Yisrael, Lashon Kodesh was. L'Hashem Eretz Yisrael Lashon Targum, Ve'echtov Azeh, Shiyam Ashnaya Shem Aflin Orim Lashon Kodesh, Ve'talmud Shukacham Lashon Targum. So L'churit Ke'ilus inverted the order that we should have the one that's for Chasher people. In other words, It would be like in English, you would write the Mishnayos, and then the Gemara you write only in I mean, it's the other way around. In other words, for Hamoinam you would have the Mishnayos in Lashon Aramis, and then the Gemara in Lashon Kodesh. The fact that it's Faket shows it has nothing to do with which population you need it for, but some mitzvah toichen. But Dafka Talmud is Lashon Kodesh. Zemipnei Kat Talmud Ovar Mishpat Teira Olavar Ech Kula Nimtza BeTeira. V'dovazem nekatoyer him olam alyon, ulekach hu akolu b'toyra, but Talmud hu milas hatoyer befrat lekainam l'sharami. So the mile of Torah is that everything can be understood from it, within it, and since the Talmud Bavli is more of that nature, which draws everything out, v'meila it shayach to l'shan arami, which is a cheshva l'shan, and we'll explain still. And he says, Adrabba, I mean it says that they don't have a lashon. That Aramis is not a lashon. So how can you tell me that this is Shaya Tolum Elyon? So I think what he means is as follows, that the Lashon, Lamashal, whenever you want to talk of things that are concrete and physical and real, so there's a language. There's a language that tells me X, Y, and Z. It's Magdirit exactly, and I have the exact Nakuda. Whenever I'm talking about something that I don't have an exact language for, I use a metaphor, I use some sort of roundabout dibur, and it's all because the language is not good enough to reach it. Lashon Kodesh is an exact language, and that's why we can use Lashon Kodesh only for things that have a metzias in this world. So everything in this world has a metzias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, and he gave us a language, like the famous Ran, that Lashon Kodesh is a language, but Etzem, so it's Magde everything exactly and precisely, and that's its Metzias. But when I need to talk of something beyond this world, Lashon Kodesh won't do it. So, and being a Lashon Kodesh by its nature is a precise language, there are no words in Lashon Kodesh. Aramis, because it's a type of word of language, which is descriptive. It's not telling you the exact word, it's describing. So the marshal, a scientist with his formulas can define all the materials in the world and all the forces. When you talk about justice or love or hatred, math doesn't work for it, and you use a lot of metaphors. You describe it in roundabout language, because the topic you're talking about transcends the metzias that you're stuck in. So Lashon Kodesh is a very precise language, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu used it to create everything in this world. So everything in this world has a tag with a name on it. That's Lashon Kodesh. Whenever I want to talk about Musagim that's beyond, so there Aramis becomes the Lashon, because it goes past. And that's what he says. This was good with Lashon Kodesh, so you have the precise language for it. So even though Malachim are much higher in this world, but their whole mitzias, Malachim don't have a mitzias other than this world. Raphael comes to heal, and Gavriel comes to give out the Midas Adin, and so on. Each and every Malach is its mitzias is the ruchnistic mitzias that's relevant to this world. It's like the word Lashon Kodesh that's shaykh to this world. So even though the word Lashon Kodesh is a ruchnistic word, but it's nekuda is the here. So Malachim are also Malachim here to serve this world. When he moves on to Nyanim that are shayach to the world beyond, he switches to Sharami. Umikolshkin Fipirsha Ashbam. Sheshama midoida Rav Yitzchak by Asher Zatzal, that it says Mashama ben Bagbag be Mispar Chamesh v'hu Mispar Shel Hey v'ratzoloima ben Avram ben Sosh et Vasam Hey, that Avram so ben Bagbag is Kilo ben Hey Hey, which is children of Avram and Sarah, who ben Gerim Hoya. On the one hand, he means that these are Gerim, and therefore their language is, you know, Aramis is the language of Umas Olam, and it's used to describe these Yonim because, like we said before, they don't have exact definitions. It could be there's another reason. Why? Because a geir is exactly the same inyan. It's a ruchnistic mitzias that was able to become part of a non-ruchnistic world. In other words, the whatever it is came into this person who be'etzem is not Mesuvah Ruch. He is to Klal Yisrael what Klal Yisrael is to Malachim. So these, they especially are shayach to this inyan of understanding how Torah expresses itself in the physical world, and how when you bring in the oyer in a place that didn't have a mitzias, this kefal schar. Yishchol adas ki roshi kore ben ger ben haha mipnei shahei hui koyach hagerus. This is the hay is since it's non-consonant. It's the vowel that's just the sound of breathing, which is the most elementary sound possible. It's the sound of breathing without any to surface it. Behushanama behibara behibara. What's in be oishu oisashimbovad? All the other oisis, you have to impose some sort of lip, tongue, whatever. By ger shubal kav ger is v'kach tusha shukach yisrael shesh nam kach ruchni v'yesim kol umois v'kach nitvase v'lo v'hei ala ger v'chein kashe koras ha-kadosh baruch hu avrom v'oz nitvase avrom v'osor ha-kach kodosh ruchni nitvase b'shmo v'hei b'chol echad v'echad pirsa mivu ha-cham nevoinim v'hoi shekor ben ger ben bagbag o ben hei hei. So l'maisa, both of these are signs of ruchnistic milus, and that's why, you know, it's the letter hey is the least physical of the ruchnius, and it's ke'ilu, whoever this person was, Avram adding a hey, which is a metzias nebriya, that's the least physical, that makes his name a name as a yid. Aval apir shavishnu anochin. V'hu abar ki bevari lekach shneim amar machren boshan rami ki aloshen amar madrigal yonish eshte teira ubara dava zeh bekam mikoy mois v'zeh omrom la oylem yishalashon pashoysof shneim mikra chatagin v'shabana mokamacha. Where he says the three different worlds and so on v'chein mikra mishna v'talmud v'oven eshte dvar me'elu ki la oylem ashish vashon tagum. The Talmud is noshon tagum ki mikra ish noshakoyish talmud shon tagum v'ein laharech bekan. So the Targum is always reflects on a world that's beyond this world, and like we said before, Machmas, the fact that it's not claiming to be precise and specific, because it's a lashon that's just describing. That's why it's b'miyuchad shayach to this. Mizeh tamatzu gan roi sheyamayim azel ben gerim. So it's the chshivas of it. There's a klal in the Yonim that the higher a sphere is, the lower down it reaches. They used to the saying they used to say is a very tall person can bend down very low. In other words, the higher you are, the lower you bend. That was the because Torah comes from a very high sheirish, it's koilel also all the things that come out of it. It's koilel the physical world that has all the various physical nyanim can be nichlal in Torah, because Torah, it's the higher up you go, the more it's koilal what comes out of it. And b'meila, so let's give a dogma for the mashal, so a little bit better way of understanding it. Somebody decides that somebody is a scientist, and he's able to translate phenomena that he sees around him in mathematical formulas. So that's a very chashuv scientist. But there's no way he can translate it into everyday human interactions. I can't explain to you that the stars moving around the earth moving around the sun, or the moon moving around the earth, is the same as the apple falling down from the tree. It's the same koyach, but in a different format. A person who understands a lot more is able to deher this koyach in this oifen also. So I say, you know, the same thing that's pulling at this apple is be'etzim pulling at the moon and holding it back. So it requires a higher madrega to be further up, to be deeper in understanding something, to know how to be koilel, even the things that are much lower down. So he says, Shekan Tatoi b'midba mokam hefka shafila umma shaykhan l'tayr. V'chol zim nadrega sumal satal yoyna shayal akoil v'yil akoil. Any specific mitzvah is shaykh only to Klal Yisrael. But you know, except for Mrs. Benoach, But Teira b'chol yusa is koil everything. So the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu went around to the Umas HaOlam wasn't just kind of a formality, or, you know, he was kind of just to be able to use it against them. Torah be'etzem shayach to everybody, and it needs to be offered to the world. Mitzad etz mahus. The fact that they didn't pick up on it, it's their problem, but mitzat Torah, it could have fit everybody. Which is umizet Torah kegeres befrat meira al malas atoyr al yoyna v'dover ze yedua bechachma. The fikar kashabol the saper is atoyr al yoyna haya mayim beloshna rami olegerim ki mitzat madregas al yoyna yeshkach legerim l'skaya l'kabot Torah v'im lo yisem malas atoyr kokach lo yicholim gerim l'skaya. I want to add some more nekudas along this line over here about Torah being so alien. Let's take Torah. We call the pnimius of Torah what's called Chachmas Apnim, and it's a very abstract, high Chachma that shayach to a different world and a different planet than we are. So be'etzem, if a person takes a Kisei Arizal, it has no shayches to anything in our world. Torah, Sacha called this is the Pnimius of Torah. So Torah takes this and is malbishit on all the various different types of inyanim in this world. So tzitzis goes from being a very high inyan to being the wool in the back of a sheep that's combed, that's woven, not woven, spun, it's put together and so on. So Torah is in the big picture of Torah, it's taking inyanim that are in the Rumash HaOlam and is malbashit on things in this world. That's when we're talking about Torah, we're talking about the inyanim that are kaviyachol etzem ritzon yisbarach as applied to a world and expressing itself in this world. And that's why the Moshe says v'lo yamar it's chassid. Because a chassid is someone that expands Torah to places that it's not. A chassid is someone doing the Fim Shuras Adin. So to be able to do the Fim Shuras Adin, I need to be able to understand so well what the mitzvah is about that I can understand what's the hiddur of the mitzvah. Understanding the Lifnim Shuras Adin means the din is not enough, it requires the oimek of it. So the marshal, let's say somebody, an Am Haaretz comes for Rosh Hashanah. So he might think that Mor Simonim is the hid of Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't have any tefis in Rosh Hashanah, so the hid of mitzvah is maybe having more apples to dip in the honey. It's only from a very deep understanding of the panemius of the Inyan that you can come up with the ways in which to express it bechitzonius. So Torah's maila is Torah is one unit that's makif the teichin, which is an olam elyon, and expresses it in things that are of our world. Okay, we'll hold it here, and Be'ez Hashem, I guess after Sukkot, after Chodesh, we'll restart Be'ez Hashem. Okay, agut agmarsim etoiva, agut keben shiar.
Can I ask you a question quickly?
Sure.
In the context of what we're saying, what is the maimed of shar l'shonis l'umas l'shem targum? Meaning that the malachim don't understand shar l'shonis, and shar l'shonis are incredibly
so
the English language and so on.
So I think I'm not sure lefi this. In other words, on a very on a pashto level, I mean, aderech ha-pshatam, it's whatever you want to call it. The mile of Aramis is that it's very close to Lashon Kodesh, but not quite Lashon Kodesh. So when you're translating from Hebrew to English, it's crude, but and it doesn't enlighten you much on the Hebrew. So when I read an art scroll, so fine, I know what it means there. Targum is an incredible metzias. It's close enough to Lashon Kodesh that the flow of it is going to resemble Lashon Kodesh, and yet I'm going to have to make every so often, if I'm a targum, I have to make a choice. Does it mean with, in, when the Torah's words are ambiguous or abstract, the targum has to give it a clear meaning. So because, so the Pashup Shat is, it's because targum is so close and yet not Lashon Kodesh that it has that mila. I don't know about other things. I don't know what would be with you know, other languages do that.
But the Malachim's inability to understand Targum, would that would extend to Shalashinus also, presumably, no?
I don't know. I don't remember offhand. Right. You want to know if what you're talking, if what we're talking Malachim understand or not? okay.
Good. Okay.
Good. 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 Good.